So, Berkman goes to prison, actually spends 14 years in prison. During this period, Emma Goldman becomes a speaker, a leader, a strike leader. I didn't say anything about her relationship with Johann Most, who is an anarchist leader from Germany, who was a very important figure in the anarchist movement, and who's kind of helped her and as she began to go out and speak and develop her abilities, but she was way beyond him in certain ways very, very soon. But she, as I say, she began to speak, began to, very soon, this was 1893, the country's in an economic crisis in 1893, huge numbers of people unemployed. Emma addresses a great meeting in Union Square, urges people who don't have food for their kids to go into the stores and take it. Another form of direct action. And anarchists, I mean, it's part of the anarchist philosophy. If people are starving, you don't write a letter to your congressman asking that legislation be introduced so that someday people may have enough food. The idea of direct action is that if people don't have enough food, you take it. Laws or no laws. You do what is necessary immediately and directly to give people what they deserve and what they need. You can't let children starve awaiting for the election of the next president. That philosophy. She was arrested for that, sentenced to jail, spent a year in jail on Blackwell's Island. While she was on Blackwell's Island, she encountered a prison nurse who taught her something about nursing. After she came out, she went to Europe, studied to be a midwife. And there in Europe also she met anarchist leaders, met Kropotkin, the grand old man of anarchism, and met Malatesta, the Italian anarchist, and met Louise Michel, the heroine of the 1871 Paris Commune. And her life was filled with encounters with these remarkable people who affected her and were always affected by her. And she came back to the United States and continued to speak out wherever she could, spoke on birth control. Well, that was a dangerous thing to do. And the police followed her everywhere, and she was arrested again and again. And detectives and plainclothes people went everywhere she spoke. And one time, however, they failed to arrest her after a speech on birth control because she had spoken to, in the sort of Lower East Side of New York, to a group of Jewish women. And the detective who attended the meeting sent a report back to superiors saying that he didn't have enough evidence to arrest her because she spoke to them in Yiddish. And he wasn't that well equipped. There weren't a lot of Jewish detectives, as you might imagine. And so